The 2004 Masters ends this afternoon. The first major tournament of the golf season is always a highly anticipated event. But no matter who wins today, the big moment for many came at the end of the day Friday, with millions of fans riveted to their television screens. Our producer, Robert Maleski, was one of them.
My wife and I ran out of work Friday afternoon and got home just in time to watch Arnold Palmer play his last hole in the Masters. My wife doesn't play golf, never has. I'm lucky if I get to play once or twice a year. So why were we sitting there, tears welling in our eyes, watching a 74-year-old finish his 50th and final Masters tournament? It's more than the fact that Arnie is an authentic piece of American history, or that he's a gracious, witty, humane man, or that he changed the nature of his sport through the force of his talent and personality. It's all of that, plus something more ephemeral. My dad was a personnel director for a small Connecticut company. My wife's father was a Brooklyn letter carrier. Different kinds of men, but they were both weekend duffers, and they both loved to watch golf on TV. They liked Carrie Middlecoff and Dow Finsterwald and Champagne Tony Lima. They respected the young upstart Jack Nicklaus, but no one touched them deep down the way Arnie did. That's because to them, he was the first regular guy to play professional golf. He never came across as a button-down gentleman playing a refined game, as had so many before him. Arnie was passionate and feisty. He had trouble hiding his emotions. You could see him curse at his bad shots and revel in his good ones. In short, he was like all our fathers. That, of course, was the secret behind the huge explosion of televised golf in the last half century. Arnie, almost single-handedly, made golf a populist rather than a rich man's game. When I was 10 and wanted to learn to play, my father handed me a 2-LP record with a companion book called Golf Instruction with Arnold Palmer. I learned stance, grip, swing, all the golf fundamentals from Arnie. I even used his knock-kneed putting style. Arnie did not make me a great golfer, but through him and through my father, I learned a love for the game that has never left me. My wife still watches televised golf tournaments with me because it reminds her of Sunday afternoons with her father, watching Arnold Palmer play. I'm sure there are millions just like us. So, as one fan yelled out Friday, "Thanks for all the years, Arnie. Even if you are not playing anymore, we're still enlisted in your army."
Robert Maleski is Weekend Edition's senior producer.